Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Did you have the chance to take in any live music over the holidays? Whether it is a performance of the Nutcracker or holiday pops music or a rock concert, music is an integral part of the holiday season for many of us.
Playing music was a key part of contributor Robert Cohen's season. Cohen is a professional cellist and talks about the life of a working classical musician each month with Bonnie North in a segment called On That Note.
Cohen talks about his experience late last month playing chamber music with a variety of musicians.
When you put musicians together, like in this case, I didn't really know the musicians terribly well. I'd met them briefly before. So we had Irina Botan, who's a Romanian pianist, absolutely phenomenal pianist, and Natalie Clauder, incredible violinist who was born in Scotland. And we were programmed to play Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2, which is a phenomenal piece. I mean, it's earth-shattering, you know, enormously profound, written in 1944, all about the war and so on. And it is a great, great piece of music, which, you know, I've played so many times in my life. But what was interesting, I think, and extraordinary was just the impact this particular performance had on me, and I think the others, and also the audience. And when you perform something and prepare something in that way, it lives on in you, I mean, probably indefinitely, you know. Somehow, you know, we had a pianist who's played the piece a few times. There's me who's played it many, many times. Violinists who played it very few times. They're a different generation to me. So their experience of the piece is different. Our cultural backgrounds are different. We had kind of very limited, what I would call very limited time to prepare it. But there was a kind of amazing excitement in rehearsals where the artistry somehow of each person was being stimulated by the other, or the others. So, you know, somebody would say they felt something about the piece of music, and that would inspire you to think, oh, yes, that's an incredible way of looking at it. So then on top of that, I can add something to it. And then the third person would bring some new vision to it. And each rehearsal was like layers, very, very quickly piling on top of each other, building a kind of new vision of the piece, pulling out all your old feelings, but somehow turning them into some new construction, if you like, and a new atmosphere. And I have to say that, you know, in the end, it was really phenomenal. It was a feeling that not only had we bonded as human beings and musicians in an incredibly short time, but then it created an enormous wave in the performance. And my wife said that there were so many people crying in the audience just because it was so powerful and so emotional. And that's, for me, and I know for the other musicians, really, really inspiring, really sort of life-enhancing experience. And of course, these things don't happen every day, and one works professionally and one tries to make music as inspiring as possible. But somehow, when it clicks with the musicians, and we're three of us are so incredibly different personalities, so you'd kind of think, well, here's a great piece of music that's drawing three people together in a very short amount of time and creating the sort of impact that you always want music to create. And well, it leaves you with something really amazing.
Well, I was going to say magic. It's like you ended up in that perfect storm of the right people, the right piece of music, the right time, and it all worked. And it's the thing, I think, for all the musicians I talk to in this job, it's the thing that you want the most. That's why you do it.
It is, but somehow, of course, as we know, you know, wanting it and pushing yes. for it.
Yeah.
The chemistry somehow really has to be right. And you're right, the timing maybe for each person has to be just right. And the atmosphere in the hall, the sense of, you know, maybe even the timing of it being almost the last thing before Christmas. Who knows? But I just found it amazing. I mean, also, you know, you have these short amount of time to prepare it. But after the rehearsals, there are so many thoughts going on in your mind throughout the rest of the day, the evening. You come back to the next rehearsal stimulated and having thought, kind of rehearsed it in your own mind without the others, and you continue. And each person's done that, I'm sure. So it grows amazingly fast. And that's terribly exciting, you know, that when you arrive to meet again, you've already progressed so much. I think that momentum is exhilarating.
And we've talked in the past about revisiting pieces that you've played many times.
Yeah.
And in this case, you said, you know, you've played this particular trio any number of times over the years. Do you feel that you have a new understanding of it now because of this experience?
I absolutely do. I mean, you know, there was one moment when Natalie, the violinist, just needed a moment to think in the middle of the rehearsal, just silence, while she was thinking about how she was going to portray a particular melody. And it didn't really matter how many she asked me, and she asked Irina, you know, what do you think about this? And what about the character and the sound and the intention of this phrase? And we made our points, and then she needed somehow silence just to assimilate that along with whatever she was searching for in her own mind. So there was this pause while she just did whatever she's an incredibly imaginative person, imaginative musician. And somehow we knew that when she put her bow back on the string, it was going to be something extraordinary. And it was. I think that level of imagination, that level of talent and that ability to conjure something out of your own soul to portray the music is really an amazing talent. That's the sort of thing that was going on in rehearsals, conversations. Sometimes even just, I remember Irina expressing, there's a place in the music, for instance, where we play with these mutes on the instrument, which really cut the amount of sound and make the instrument sound very distant and very sort of restrained. And she's, as a pianist, she doesn't use that. It's just for the string players that we use these mutes. And she was saying, expressing it, she was saying it's like somebody trying to shout, trying to express their feelings, but their hand is so firmly over their mouth that very little gets through. There's that sense. And just the way she put it, much more beautifully than I've just done, makes you feel very different when you then play that passage.
And so I assume that the next time you play this piece, whenever that is and with whomever it is, you're going to be bringing all of what you experienced with this to the next time.
Yes, I'm sure I will. I mean, but then I'm sure if it's with different people, I'm going to hope that I'm going to have a similar experience, but it's going to be a different one because it will be with two different people.
Do you hope to play with these two musicians again?
Most definitely. I think when you've had an experience like that, you know, you're desperate, actually. I mean, I was sending the messages. We were messaging each other, you know, the day after, saying, oh, I'm already missing really playing with you, you know, because there's that sense that if that's how it can be, you just want to continue.
Well, maybe there's a new trio in the making here.
Well, maybe, but maybe it's just a chance to play with people like this as often as one can, and have these experiences. And I think that's what I'm really excited about in the next few years, is looking for these, you know, situations where in really inspiring musicians come together. And maybe, you know, we're not spending too much time together, but just having fantastic rehearsals, brilliant performances, and then saying, look forward to another time, whenever that might be.
And you are embarking on kind of a new phase of your career. 2018 marks a whole bunch of changes for you, and they sound like they're exciting changes. I mean, you have a solo tour coming up, don't you?
That's right. I finish with the Fine Arts Quartet at the end of January. I immediately go on tour in Canada, doing two brilliant recital programs, one which is really kind of classical and a kind of very typical classic cello, if you like, and with Brahms and Beethoven and so on. Another program which is much more contemporary and really, really atmospheric, with Arvo Pärt and Shostakovich, actually, you know, very, very powerful, extraordinary music in a different way. And then I'm doing solo Bach, which I always love to do, including all of the complete Bach suites in
wow.
a sort of marathon event. And then I'm doing things like Brahms' Double Concerto, which is one of my most favorite concertos with orchestra, with violin and cello concerto. So there are some really exciting things coming up, actually, very soon, really.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in the last performances here with the Fine Arts Quartet. And even though the quartet continues, you and Juan Miguel will be moving on, as you say, to other things. Are you planning to try to, at some point, swing your tours through Milwaukee again, since you won't be coming here regularly?
Well, I think that would be really lovely. I mean, after all, you know, I feel like I know the audience pretty well now, and they probably feel they know me too. So I think playing for the Milwaukee audience will always be a special thing now. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to making that happen. Yes.
I hope so. And of course, we're going to keep talking.
Indeed. Yeah. Of course, Bonnie.
That's not going to end. I was going to say, you better not. you better not disappear over the horizon there, you know.
No, there's no horizon, actually.
That's true. That's true. We are on Skype. Well, I am looking forward to many more conversations with you, looking forward to hearing about all kinds of new adventures in music. Mm. And I hope at some point we will have you back in the studio to perform for us again.
Definitely. Absolutely.
All right. So we will see you at the end of the month here in Milwaukee. And then who knows? But soon.
Yes.
Soon, soon.
But soon. Yes, indeed.
All right, Robert. Thank you so much. And again, Happy New Year.
And to you, Bonnie. Thanks.
Robert Cohen is cellist for the Fine Arts Quartet and a regular Lake Effect contributor. He brings us his On That Note segment each month. This month, he joined Bonnie North from London. And that's today's edition of the show. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll join us again tomorrow at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect right here on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock, and Fresh Air is next.